Did your congressional acts in aid of education go back to the Continental Congress predating the Constitution? Education was a road upward for the individual. The truth could be found and would not only be free, but keep them free. For the first time in the human story, education was to be open to immense masses of people. And it was back.
Anybody come back for burn?
Nothing. Who is it?
This guy. Guy, my. I couldn't reach it and hold the telephone receiver.
Oh, so I've bought this heifer back, and we've been trying to get her in this pen to get her over here, and every time we've had her in the pen, she's broke out. But the pen really isn't very sturdy. So Berman and I last Sunday had her in the pen, and we thought we had her because we had to check the pen first before we got her in there because we were afraid she'd get skittish and then go off again. So we just drove her on into the pen. I got her in there with some feed, and then I got out, shut the gate on her. Berman backed the truck up, and when he did that, she just jumped out again. So he came back over here, got his nails and hammers and saws and boards, and went back over there, and we built a pen around that pen. So now, I wanted to go over this morning. He wanted me to get her inside the pen and shut her up, and then he would run over later and get her, if I caught her. So I wanted to get over there, never haven't got over there yet. And I don't know whether I'll get there today or not. We'll probably end up going again tomorrow. But this is my problem. She keeps jumping out. But I think now, with the pen that he's built there, that if she gets in there, we'll have her. But the thing of it is, I'm scared to death that she's going to jump out of the loading chute, out of the cattle rack in the truck. If she ever gets her feet, her front feet, hooves, and her head up over the cab of the truck, I'm afraid she'd come right out of there.
Well, you know she will.
Yeah, and she's just scared enough that she can try it. So I've got to get a rope of some sort, or a couple of ropes, or a chain or something around her, and tie her head down so she won't jump up. I thought I'd try to take the cattle rack and the truck over there, and if I got her in, just load her myself, but I can't get a hold of her, I don't think, to put that rope on her and tie her down strong enough. Going to take Berman to do it.
Well,
so that's one reason why I'm reluctant to go over there. I thought maybe if we go together, we could save the trip. And it's going to take him anyhow, so I'm just halfway talking myself out of going in the first place until he can get off and go with me.
Now, how did she get over your fence there? She just stand there and jump over it?
Oh, that's over there at the place where she's at. She's over in Citra.
Yeah, I know.
She just jumps right over it. There's three strands of barbed wire, and she just stand right there and go right over it.
Don't even bother the fence.
No. Well, she just goes right. But the pen was made out of flimsy material.
Yeah.
Cypress boards, really. They're really strong boards, but the way he had them nailed on there, he had them on the wrong side of the post, and when the cow hit him, it just knocked the boards off.
And she hit it and knocked the board off?
Yeah, that's right. She'd go to jump over it, and they'd either fall down or come apart or something or other. She was hitting them, you see. She'd hit them with her fork.
She wasn't clearing it.
She couldn't quite clear it because she's such a big cow.
Yeah.
It's a big thing for the age that she is.
Yeah.
She's going to make a monstrous cow. And she's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think that she was a registered heifer to look at her. Really beautiful. But she is part Guernsey. She's got a lot of Guernsey. More Hereford than Guernsey, but she has got enough Guernsey that she should develop enough milk for a good mama cow.
Shelley, I enjoyed the visit.
Well, I wish y'all could come over and visit.
We'll come by.
I've got to try to get these children in to do some Christmas shopping and get that out of my hair.
Until this afternoon?
Oh, I guess so. If I don't, I'll never hear the end of it.
Yeah, they won't let you forget it.
And I thought, just the four oldest ones, I thought maybe the baby, I wouldn't have to take him in because he still believes in Santa Claus. And
yeah.
I thought, I can get around him. But boy, he come to me and he says, everybody's going Christmas shopping. When am I going? I can't leave him out. I'm going to have to. See, they all go in and buy gifts for one another.
Yeah.
And the family. And so he sat down a while ago, and he says, shoot, I don't know what to buy for this one. I don't know what to buy for that. He says, Mama, what would you buy?
Yeah.
And I said, oh, I don't know. That's up to you, Tommy. Just whatever you think they like. So he just threw down his pencil and paper, and he said, oh, I'll get them all some bubble baths. That's his idea.
Isn't that cute? Isn't that cute? They got to start out that way.
Oh, yeah.
I tried to get Ms. Guthrie a time or two the other day, and I didn't get them. Are they yesterday? Are they working around the house or something?
Let me tell you, she's having some bulldozing done.
Oh, that's where they are then.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Marvin took off. It was either Thursday or Friday. Yeah. I believe it was. Let's see, Berman took off Friday because he had to take, Friday morning, because he had to take his daddy to the VA hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But Marvin took off Thursday, and she was over Wednesday and spent part of the day with me Wednesday.
Oh.
I was down with my back, and she came over to give me some moral support.
Yeah.
But she went out there in the field. We went out there and got the milk cow up, and after I got the feeling a little better, and she stayed with me most of the day Wednesday, and then he was home Thursday, and I didn't hear from her. And Berman was home Friday morning, so I haven't had a chance to talk with her yet.
So they're likely over there about that bulldozer.
Oh, I imagine so. I imagine he's out there working, and she's out there showing him how to do it.
I thought they had some bulldozing done over there.
They have, but this is back in... I think from what she said, I didn't ask her, and she didn't seem to want to tell me about it, so I didn't quiz her any, but I think that it's down in back of the denim place.
Oh, yeah.
Somewhere down in there.
Yeah. I'll see you, Shirley.
Okie dokie. I'll come by when you
all right.
Can. Bye-bye.
Now, this is 7580, Channel 1 over, and this is a talk with Shirley about noon on Saturday, the 5th of December, 1970. About noon, the 5th of December, 1970, Channel 1 over, 75 or 80. This noon on Saturday, the 25th of the 5th of December, 1970, the talk with Shirley from the candy kitchen on two or three fine subjects. Now, let me see. That was Saturday the 5th of December, 1970. Saturday the 5th of December, 1970. Channel 1 over up to 80. Now this is Thursday morning, past the middle of the morning, up towards noon on Thursday the 10th of December, 1970. This is 85, Channel 1 over. This is 85, Channel 1 over. And Thursday morning, the 10th of December, 1970, Roberts just went out late to split to town, to the hospital, to see some of the doctors on business. Ruth may come home tomorrow. I thought I'd call Ms. Guthrie on business at Taylor. See, Clarinell ought to have that over there and live in it. And then see Shirley about visitors tomorrow morning, the last chance she'll have.
The normal.
Hello?
You just never know who's going to turn up.
Sure don't.
Let me tell you, you got a minute?
Yeah, sure.
I had that trailer on my mind ever since. I've called you three or four times, and either your line was busy or mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you had the same arrangement like you had when the other Curtis's and his wife was out there,
uh-huh.
Had your little Clarinell had that trailer over there. That would be independent, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Sure would.
And that's what I've been thinking about. And from mm-hmm. what you said, they could, first fella comes along, they could just let that go.
Yeah, I know it.
And I've been worried about that. I wake up at night thinking about it. somebody come along and,
But I can't do anything about it.
Your hand is tired.
My hand is tired.
Yeah, I figured that.
Oh, you don't know. You ought to see what I got done.
Oh, really?
Oh, I'm so proud of it, I don't know what to do. It's all ready to plant.
Oh, really?
Oh, Mr. Miles, that's the prettiest job I ever seen done.
He's pushed out all that 15 acres.
No, he hasn't got it all pushed out, you know. You know from the corner there where he plowed that line?
Yes, yeah.
On back this way.
Uh-huh.
See, we just have to have so much done at a time. We just can't, you know, go overboard. And he's still working.
Uh-huh.
But it is just beautiful back there. I'm just telling you, I want Miss Miles to go back there.
She sure was burnt up with me going back and leaving her.
Oh, you don't know nothing. You didn't see anything. You just ought to see it now.
He had the rake back there?
Yeah, he raked it just as clean as... It's ready to plant.
Well, I'll be confounded. And that rake of his really get it in good shape.
Yes, sir.
Our dad burn.
I'm so proud of it. I'm so glad I had it done.
Yes.
I wished I had me a house back there.
Then you wouldn't... then you could just be... tell you all your neighbors go to hell, couldn't you?
Yeah. You know, there's a great big old log back there. We could use that for a toilet.
First time I thought about that in years. We could rig up something, couldn't we?
Miss Miles is gonna kid you.
That's the truth. She don't have to know just everything, though. That's it. She likes it in town.
She does.
Yeah.
Brother, I don't want to be in no town at no time. If I didn't have to, I would never go to Gainesville again. I don't even like to go through there.
Well, you don't go much as it is, do you?
Not too much.
You go once a week?
Yeah, I go once a week and sometimes twice and sometimes three times.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know you'd get up there that much.
Yeah, always on the go.
Almost...
Toby called us a while ago and told us that he wanted us to stay at home and behave ourselves. See, Clarnell's staying with me now.
Huh?
Clarnell's with me.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she's with me. I wouldn't take a gold nugget for her.
No. No.
She sure is nice and smart and clean.
Well, now, she's old enough to have better sense, hasn't she? Isn't she?
Yeah, she has.
She don't have to have all those jukeboxes.
That's right. She don't want that.
Yeah.
She don't like these jukeboxes and hi-fis and radios and televisions and things and fuss all the time.
And stereos, that's the worst.
Oh, yeah, I despise them old stereos.
Well, just keep your fingers crossed.
I'm going to.
Oh. Oh, that's nice. I'm going to come over and visit y'all.
Well, come on anytime. Tell Miss Miles to come.
All right. Let me tell you, I was going to call Shirley. She hadn't been off the place over there except to go to town. Is granddaughter in the hospital?
No, he's doing fine.
Well, what do you know?
Able to get about with his walking stick?
Well, that's nice. I'm glad to hear it.
Are you in town?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm standing up. We got a wall phone out here. I'm standing up out here in the hall, isn't it? The office. I was going to see if I couldn't get a hold of her before.
I imagine you can. Now's a pretty good time to get her.
Before the children, see, this is last week in school, I think.
Is it?
I don't know. Is there another?
Of course, I know. I don't know.
Well, anyhow, I was going to check with her, and I was just going to check with you on that trailer.
That's impossible, though.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, I checked with you, didn't I?
You sure did.
All right.
Why don't you buy it?
I'd buy it for you. I don't need it. If I could help you, I'd be glad to. But,
no, Will.
All I got's this old. This one I got out here is good enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling.
Yes, ma'am.
Wanted to be a writer, but...
Well, now, that's 180, and that's right nice talk about that hammock back there over on the denim place. This is 180. Now, I'm going to call Shirley and see what I can find out.
I just talked to Ms. Guthrie, and I told her I was going to call you and ask you, when does school give up? You got another week?
I don't have a case. Yes, I think I do. I hope I do. Yes,
well?
I'm sure I do.
Well, that's fine.
I'm it lets out for 2 weeks, so they get out a week before Christmas and a week after Christmas.
Yeah.
They go back on the 2nd, I believe it is.
Well, I just wanted to see if we could. Faye just gone to town, and I had to go to the office again this morning. In the morning, I don't think Faye has to go inside, and I don't. And I just wanted to fix it up sometime where we could have a little visit. Now, over at before the everything gives out for the holidays. Now, how is... Is Grandpa Dodd, is he still in the hospital?
No, sir. He's doing real good. Berman took him to the hospital and had another checkup here last Thursday.
Oh.
And the doctors told us they were just amazed at his progress.
Oh, don't tell me.
Yeah, they said they can't believe it.
Is that right?
So he's doing real good.
So he's perked up, too?
Oh, yes. He said a little while ago he's getting a little bit of spring to his legs, and he's doing pretty good.
Well, isn't that remarkable?
He's doing real good.
Well, Berman just took him up for a checkup.
Yes. He wasn't sick or anything. He just took him in there. He was supposed to go back so many months after his accident, after they released him from the hospital.
Yeah.
And be checked over again. But they say he's doing just fine.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to make it now.
Oh, isn't that nice? He'll get through the holidays and have a big time, won't he?
I hope so. Just hope he don't fall or anything now. If he takes it real easy, he'd be all right.
Yeah, they always get ambitious, don't they?
Yeah, that's a
feel
trouble.
Like they're springier than they really are. Did you get your heifer over there?
No, we went over again last Sunday, We've been going over every week to get her, try to get her.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't go in that pen. She knows... hear that thing coming about 2 miles up the road.
Is that right?
And she, her ears start perking up, and she won't. She knows us on site.
Yeah.
She won't go anywhere near that pen now. So I don't know how I'm going to get her in there.
Yeah.
And I called the people that own the pasture that I bought her from, and I asked them if they couldn't get her in there and shut her up and call us.
Yes.
But he's a truck driver, and he lives so far out, and he doesn't hardly get out this way.
Oh.
So, and I doubt if she'd go in for him now, because it's been so long since he's been in there. But she does know us, and I don't know how I'm going to get her in there.
Gee,
we tried tricking her. Berman even got down in a barrel and tied a rope to the gate and thought when she went into the pen, he'd pull the gate shut on her.
Yeah.
From inside the barrel.
Yeah.
Because you can't let her see you.
Yeah.
And he tried that stuff, and he stayed down that barrel about an hour.
Yeah.
Cramped down in this little old barrel. And I drove off with the truck.
Yeah.
And I came back, and he was still down in the barrel, and she was still watching me where I went out the gate with the truck. Waiting for me to come back.
I would.
So we gave up on her.
Well, he couldn't stay there all day, could
he? No, he was cramped up. I had to get him out of there. He just stayed there, I think. Maybe I should have left him there. Oh, we tried everything with that heifer, and I'm just about to give up on her. But, gee, she's so pretty. You think, well, if you don't get her this time, you shoot her and barbecue her, you know, but then you get over there looking at her and she's too pretty to shoot.
Yeah.
So, but it makes you mad when you can't get a hold of one like that.
Well, if you had her, she'd gentle up.
You know that one that was out here in the woods?
Yeah.
That we caught? Well, she's the first one to the barn to be fed anymore.
Yeah.
So she's just as gentle as she can be.
Well, now there you are.
See? So, that's why I want to get that one over here, but I can't get her in the darn pen.
And you've been over there several times.
I think what I'm going to do the next time I go over there is take the car because she's used to the truck. But see, I can't load her. And as soon as we get her in the pen is too flimsy. She may try to bust it out, you see, to get out. And one has to stand at the gate because the gate is real low.
Yeah.
And you can't leave. So it takes two people. One to guard her inside the pen while the other comes in with the truck.
And she sees that truck coming, she
wants to get out. She tries to get out of there.
I thought you rebuilt the pen.
Well, he did. He's got boards as high as he can get them all the way around except for the gate. You see, you can't put a board across the gateway there. If we did, she won't go in the pen at all. And we'd have to put it stationary up above where the gate swings, you see.
Oh.
And the gate's just too low. It's not even waist high. And well, it's about waist high, I guess, to me, but it's just not high enough to keep that heifer in. She'd go right over.
She's out there by herself.
No, there's other calves there with her, and that's what's keeping her in that field. But if they go out there and this other man owns them, it's not the man that has the pasture, it's another man.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got those heifers in there. And he's got Mr. Lyles, and when we bought the cow back from, has a bull that I sold him some time ago, and he's just a little pet. So he comes up and she follows him, you see. But
yeah.
He goes in and eats, and she'll stand outside the pen and watch him.
Oh.
She won't go in with him.
Oh, she let the others go and eat, but she won't go.
That's right. That's what makes me mad. And here we go over there feeding up his stock. We've taken over two buckets of feed each time we go over there, and she don't get a lick of it.
Hmm. Well, could you just pin them in there?
We can get them easy enough. But there's no way I can get her in there. She won't follow them. And even if we drive off and come back, driving down the highway, she stays out there in the field. She won't go in the pen for the feed.
Yeah.
So I don't know. She's got me buffaloed. I don't know how we're going to get her.
She can wait you out.
We can't get anyone in there with a horse because they have no room. By the time they get up a good speed to rope her, or to catch her, and then she could go over the fence out onto the highway. she jumped the fence to get away from him.
Fence won't hold her.
No, she can go over it anywhere. It's a flimsy fence too, in places. So I don't know how to get her out of there. Merman suggested getting the tranquilizer gun and getting her out with that. But you have to guess the weight of the cow.
Yeah.
And you can't be within 5 pounds either way, or it will kill her. One would make her less. The amount would make her run herself to death, and then the other would make her heart beat fast. I think it is, and it's the damage of clots hitting the heart and killing her. So I don't like to use anything like that.
I didn't know that.
It's a pretty dangerous thing. To look at it on these television programs, the way they use it on this Wild Kingdom and stories like this, it looks easy, but you have to get it within 5 pounds of her at her weight. It's too dangerous. It could kill them either way. So.
Well, they ought to put a footnote on them television programs, oughtn't they?
They ought to. They sure should. Well, they had one here. It wasn't on Wild Kingdom. I was watching one on I don't even remember the animal now they were after. It was a big animal like a buffalo.
Yeah.
They were running them down. I can't remember. It was on Channel 5. They had a program. This fellow that dedicated most of his life to the history of these animals. I can't remember it. But anyway, he was more accurate about telling the story, you know, because he showed that an animal that he gave not quite the right amount to had ran itself almost to death, and they had to reshoot it, and then they couldn't give it too much, or if they did, they had to give it an antidote, and he did shoot it the second time, gave him too much, and then gave him an antidote, and then he had to get up on his feet right away, and if he couldn't, then the animal would have died on him. So he had to work with it and rock it back and forth till it got up on his feet. So it show the whole process on the television, but now that's more accurate than what it shows in Wild Kingdom. It shows just a simple shooting, there you are, but there's more to it.
Well, you're learning, aren't you?
Well, the hard way.
Yeah.
I'd rather learn this on television than let it happen to us, you know.
Well, you did learn it on television.
Well, some, yes. I try to watch all those animal pictures. I guess the kids are interested in them. We have a family affair every Sunday night. We watch Wild Kingdom and then Walt Disney program.
Oh, I see.
And that's a great get-together for us. We wouldn't miss it for anything.
Well, you've got several programs you could listen to. Of those documentaries.
That's right. There's one, I forget. I believe it was on here the other night. I can't think of the name of it. We just started watching it. It's on Channel 5, and it has a very good documentary toward the wild life like this.
Mm-hmm.
And we're interested in this.
You know, I see them on every now and then, and I don't listen to them. There's something I really need to do. But if I had your excuse, I could just sit back and listen, couldn't I?
I enjoy it, even if we didn't have it, because there's so much you can learn that you might benefit by it yourself, you know, by watching them. Berman and I attempted, now we've got a heifer out here that we just found had pink eye. And I hadn't been going down there in the evenings and tending to these heifers. Berman was feeding them up for the last couple of weeks since this Christmas preparation started. So I hadn't been spending too much time with them. And I went down there and found one of the heifers that had pink eye. And I got her up. She's just a calf and she's real gentle. And I got her in the pen. And Berman was going to, I doctored her a few times with this, what is that, purple spray medicine?
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't doing any good.
So no.
We got this medicine that the vet came out here and put in these cow's eyes with a needle.
Yeah.
And we're trying this out, see how it's going to work.
You know, I never heard of pink eye this late, but it's seductive,
yeah.
Shirley.
Well, I think this calf was injured. I think she was pushed into a fence or something.
Yeah.
I believe she might have had a cut down in under the eye lid, on the bottom eyelid.
Oh.
And I think that's what caused it.
Mm-hmm.
But she's real gentle to work with. But they say on the label here, it says you don't have to give them another shot for another week, and then maybe not, you know, then if she's progressing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But we had seen this done on television also, and then the vet came out here, mm-hmm. and we watched him real close, so we're trying it on this heifer and see what we can do.
Charlie, you have to go, and you got so much to do while you're...
Well, Mrs. Fowler from over at Hawthorne called, and she is sick in bed. She's been in bed for 2 days, and her husband's trying to do some cooking for her with a very bad attempt. So I told her I'd fix her up some supper and enough to last her till tonight and tomorrow. So I'm doing some cooking for them.
Let me tell you. That's the reason I wanted to see if we couldn't get together a little bit. We stopped at Mr. Balknight's down there.
Uh-huh.
And talked to John Henry.
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you, Shirley.
He's a pest deliver.
Oh, he is.
I love to hear him talk.
Why, he's a breath of fresh air.
He sure is.
Well, why hadn't you told me about him?
I did. Remember I told you here not long ago at the Weenie Roast?
Yeah.
Now George, I can't, the old man, I can't talk to him.
Yeah.
I mean, I can, but he does all the talking, and you can't half understand him.
Yeah.
But now John Henry's a lot, he's a clerker. He's a lot plainer than George is. And everything he says to me is comical, even the way he says it.
Is that right?
So,
well, let me tell you, I'd love to talk to him some more. When's the best time to catch him? He fishes
anytime.
A whole lot, don't he?
Yeah, anytime. He's down there. Well, I think they rest more or less in the middle of the day.
Oh.
Because they get up so early, and they put their lines out so early in the morning.
Oh, I see. And then they wait for them before they go back to...
And then in the afternoon now, I don't know, I think it's around 3:30, 3 o'clock, 3:30, 4 o'clock, somewhere around there, they start baiting up again for the evening. Then they put out again in the evening and go pick up the racks that they put out in the morning.
Yeah.
So it's sort of a circle, but I never see any activity down there in the middle of the day, so I just presume that they rest, you know, during the middle of the day after getting up so early in the morning.
Yeah.
And they all work. Even Mrs. Boatnight gets out there and racks lines.
Yeah.
So, but they say to come and visit with them any time, you know, during the afternoon when they're racking up. They just sit there and rack these lines, and you can sit there and visit with them then. They seem to enjoy that.
Well, gee whiz.
So.
That's what you see people used to do when they was picking beans or hoeing.
Uh-huh.
They were visiting.
Yeah.
That's when they could talk.
That's right. And they just keep right on and go and don't bother them, you see. But if I thought I was bothering them, I wouldn't go down there in the middle of the day.
No.
I mean, while I was backing, but they, I've been getting most of my Christmas, you see, through the mail. I order their Christmas every year in the catalog.
Well, it's a good thing you have been doing it, because it's going to be short mail now, ain't it?
Oh, yes. Well, I've got it all, nearly, a couple of items all. And it comes to the mailman, instead of having us go all the way over to Hawthorne and pick up the packages, they drop them off at Mrs. Boatnight. So I go down every day about 3 o'clock, and...
Yeah.
Pick up the packages before the children come in.
Oh, yeah.
And they want me to sit and talk then, but that's usually my worst time of day.
Yeah.
So,
Now, that's between 2 and 3?
That's around, usually around 2:30. It's a little early yet because they just begin to stir around down there. So I usually try to go down around 3.
Oh, yeah.
And I can just about catch them starting to work up, for the afternoon.
I see. What does he talk about? I'm not as good as...
What's that?
What's he What does he love to talk about? What's some of his subjects?
John Henry, just anything and everything.
He'll let you know, huh?
Yeah, he's just a corker.
What are you,
a good way to get him going is to ask him how, you know, about this fishing business. He'll explain that all to you. And how they've been fishing for years and years and years. And anything about the past that's happened around here, he can let you in on, too.
Oh, can he?
They're real good about being informed about any past history around here. We've learned quite a bit from them.
Oh, really?
So,
such as?
Well, the people that used to live here and what they did.
At your place?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I see.
And there used to be an old graveyard out here somewhere. I haven't yet found out just where it's at.
Yeah.
And he'll tell me things about that.
Yeah. Shirley, I'll see you.
Okie doke. Well, you come on out now anytime.
All right. Let me see. Phil Collier, we might work up something in the morning.
All righty.
But don't push yourself.
Tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
All righty.
I'll see you.
Okie doke. Bye-bye.
Now, this is 4:25:30, Channel 1 over. And that's the talk with Shirley. This says the morning, 10th December 1970, around 4:30 now, Channel 1 over. The talk with Shirley, and the best part is about that heifer still. Berman hid in the barrel for an hour. 4:30, Channel 1 over. December 9th of 10th of December 1970. That's the talk with Shirley. So I think I'll let it go now.
Hello?
Faye got caught out there.
Oh.
She got loose mess. Let me tell you, I wanted to tell you, on your heifer over at Island Grove, you know, Marvin's got that big cattle truck.
Mm-hmm.
You could load up a half a dozen of them. It's the, it's next to impossible for me to cut out a cow when they, you know, suspicious.
Well, that's her. You see, she's so suspicious of us that we can't get near her.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it might be that he could go in there with his truck.
Yeah.
And get her in there with a little feed, and then he'd have her. But I don't know. I think as soon as she saw that truck, I think she'd be suspicious of us after her.
Well, I was just thinking, you know, you get a whole lot of them in there, or several of them in there, and then don't try to separate them.
Yeah,
true. You talk about numbskull. I tell you, I really got it one time. I had that little two-wheel trailer I still got, and it was made. It had, I hauled a cow or two in it from time to time. It wasn't made for cows, just made for baggage.
Uh-huh.
And made out of plyboard. But it was strong and reinforced. Mm-hmm. Well, it was late. And the boy over there, Gene, over at Robert Smith's, was out there with me. And we were hauling a cow and a calf for some reason. And we got right there to 441, and something happened to the trailer, and there they spilled out.
Mm-hmm.
Right on 441.
Oh,
well,
no.
We got the calf and put the calf in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were going to drive the mama cow on back home. Well, now, if you could think of anything more flat-headed, then you can drive a cow to a calf, but you can't drive one away from it.
That's right.
Oh, I'm telling you, we did work at that.
Oh.
And I can almost walk over every step that night that we walked. Oh, shoot.
Well, how did you eventually get her back?
We didn't get her back.
Oh, no?
No. How was your shopping yesterday?
Oh, it was expensive.
Last night, wasn't it?
That's right. Berman and I ended up in Ocala instead of Gainesville. And we thought we'd hit some better prices and bargains over there. So we went to Ocala for a change. And I don't know, that place has really changed from the last time I was there.
Yeah.
It's just gone to pot. It's no good for shopping at all over there anymore. Do you ever go to Ocala?
No, I never shop there. Seminole. I buy feed from Seminole now.
Uh-huh.
And they deliver. Uh-huh. And don't charge anymore.
But as far as shopping and buying the children's clothing, I don't know, golly, the cheapest jacket I could find for my youngest kid here was around $16.
Yeah.
And that was just a little lightweight jacket. And in Gainesville, the prices aren't near that high for the same quality and everything. So,
well, I hate to
but
hear.
I don't know. We ended up buying what we wanted over there, and because I couldn't stand going out again another evening.
No.
So I got what I thought I needed. I didn't only want to pick up a few more items, but gee whiz, I spent $106 before I could turn around in one store.
Good Lord.
Just on their clothing, just on what, you know, they have to have.
Okay.
And so I don't know. It's too expensive anymore to try to buy clothing in the stores. I make a lot of the things, but then I don't know, I'm so far behind in my mending and sewing, it's pitiful.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I'd buy a few to catch up with myself, but, gee, they're so expensive.
Yeah.
Berman mentioned a while ago that he wanted to go in and get a few things himself and get some more things tonight, so I don't know whether he's planning on going in again or not. If he is, I got a good hunch to go to bed early.
Yeah. You know, it's nice a little while, but I just that money.
that's what I hate. Every time I go out the driveway, I know it's going to cost us some money, so I'd rather.
Let me tell
home.
You, Ms. Guthrie said the other day, I don't know what the connection was. No, she said she went to town. She went to town 3 or 4 times a week.
Hmm.
Now, you know, I never know just exactly what she's telling me. Sometimes she overstates things.
Yeah, I know. Now I think the way she probably didn't. Well, what I think she meant by that was that she goes to town every time anyone asks her to go along with them, you see.
Oh.
And, Ella Mae, and Snow might go in, and then she would go in with them, you see.
Oh, yeah.
And then she may go in for herself once a week or something like that. But she doesn't normally get out that often, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
But, and if I stop, usually on the way over to vote or something like that, I'll pick her up and take her over there with me or to the drugstore or something like that if there's something she needs.
Yeah. I hear him still out there. So Satan just got caught. She just wanted to ask you a little something or other. Let me tell you, you know, that's has been on my mind ever since yesterday. That trip you made over that horse on with your old friends. Now, was that, did all your family go?
No, just Berman and I went over and visited with him.
Yeah.
She had a little boy Timmy's age, and we started to take him, but school was the next day. So,
mm-hmm.
So I, that was Thursday night, so I figured, well, I'd not take Timmy with me because he had to get up early the next morning. So they go to bed early here.
Mm-hmm.
They go to bed about 7:30.
Yeah. Oh, do they?
Oh, yes. And by 8 o'clock, they're sound asleep.
Yeah.
And we didn't get back till 9, so he would have been late getting to bed.
But when you got over there, the man of the house was on one up.
Yes, he was. No, well, his wife had been, she's been right in the bed.
Yeah.
little Hank was doing for her. He wasn't there when we first got there.
Uh-huh.
And then he drove up later, but he drives all over town. She says he's in and out, and he isn't much help to her.
Yeah.
So I could imagine where he was at when we drove up, and he wasn't there, and then he came on up.
Oh, you mean even when she's feeling like that?
Yes, uh-huh. So it's kind of rugged for her.
Well, now, what happened to her head, Shirley?
Well, she said she's had bad ears and is susceptible to an ear infections, you know.
Oh.
And evidently he bumped her or hit her or something during the last brawl they had, which he doesn't normally do. Never has hurt her like that. And she thinks it was the hit alongside her head that caused her ear to flare up like that and caused an infection in there.
Mm-hmm. It painful?
She says it is. And she's been on pain pills. It's, not Darvon. I can't think. It's a green and black capsule. I can't think of the name of it.
Yeah.
And they are, they have codeine in them. They are pretty strong.
Uh-huh.
But she is on a highly, I think it's ribosium.
Yeah.
Combination of streptomycin, erythromycin, and terramycin together to fight the infection. So I think she's doing, if she takes all the medicine she's got there to take, I think she'll get all, she'll be all right. But, he's not there. Being aggravated like that and upset all the time isn't good for her at all. I don't know. Berman says that I get too involved and I shouldn't go over there, so.
Yeah.
I'm trying to stay out of it as much as I can.
But he gets good jobs?
Oh, yes. He works good and he makes good money.
Uh-huh.
But they say he don't let the drinking interfere with his job.
Yeah.
But what he doesn't bring it home, that's the problem.
Uh-huh. Now he plays the guitar.
Uh-huh. He's, and he sings too.
Oh.
So he's, they all say he's pretty good, so I don't know. He tried making records, but it didn't go anywhere.
Oh.
So. And I think she's a little jealous of his music and him going out to these places to play.
Uh-huh.
And she's a more religious type person and doesn't believe in the juke joints.
Yeah.
So they have a strong controversy there. I don't know what they're going to do. It's too big of an involvement. I don't want to get to.
Well, it's a pity the juke joints are the only place a man can go and play the guitar.
That's true. And he is quite talented. But to put that before his family and to have to accept these drinks in order to be sociable in places like that,
yeah.
I don't know. I think he is in the wrong. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't uphold him at all because I think that he should look out for his family first. And then,
well, let me tell you, Shirley, you've got something else to do. I think I'll take the picture of Berman down there at the mall sitting on that bench.
Can't you just see him sitting there eating that popcorn and ice cream? He was eating the ice cream cone like he'd never ate one before.
Yes.
And everybody was having a ball watching him with five kids eating ice cream there. So
yes.
That was a picture to see. I came out of the mall. I came out of the store just in time to catch that.
And you telling him.
But I won't tease him no more about it. I've said too much already. I think he's getting mad at me for it.
And I guess they were all taking part, weren't they?
What's that? In the Christmas shopping?
I mean, on the bench there, they were all eating ice cream.
Yes, except for the one that was with me. Which one it was now, I don't remember.
Yeah.
But there was one of them with me, see, that didn't get his ice cream because they were eating ice cream when we came out. And the next time when I came out to get the other one, to swap around again for another one, the one I had with me had the ice cream. Now, which one it was, I think it was Timmy.
Yeah.
Now, he had he got his ice cream, but it was late.
Yeah.
So they all took turns.
Now, is that true about the Alka-Seltzer?
Oh, yes. and his soda. He's got to have his soda water.
And he had to have that too.
Yes, he has to take that soda too. You know, he every time he takes eats anything that's indigestion, he has to take soda.
Yeah.
So that's an old standby with him.
Now, Tommy was going to get everybody
bubble bath. He's going to get his daddy. He says daddy needs a gallon jar of it.
He's going to get him a little extra.
Yeah, he's going to get him a gallon jar.
Yeah. But when he got in there, changed his mind.
Yeah, he saw everything was so pretty to him. You know, he hadn't been in the stores in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they put on a lot of extra out, you know, for Christmas and decorate so. And everything to him was beautiful.
Yeah.
And everything he saw was so pretty, and he wanted to get everything for everybody.
Yeah.
I just had to keep talking to him because he'd have bought the whole store if he'd had a chance.
Yeah. Now, Bonnie knew what she wanted.
Oh, they all did. They all had a list. And they had kept going over and over and over this list till each one knew what they wanted to get, you know.
Yeah.
In several cases, each one of them wanted to buy the other the same thing, you know. Like Bonnie wanted to buy Bonnie something, and then Danny wanted to buy Bonnie the same thing.
Yeah.
So I'd have to say, well, suggest something else, you know, and they'd go and buy something else.
Yeah.
But it was very, very interesting, I'll tell you. I was shocked at the way they could spend their money very wisely.
Yeah.
Because Danny kept looking at the toy, you know, he'd buy a toy for Tommy or something. He'd look at it and wonder whether the wheels would stay on it and you know, how cheaply it was put together.
Yeah.
Then if he decided it wasn't built strong enough, he'd go to something else. So I thought it was very, very wise of them.
And they had their own money to spend.
Oh, yes. Each one of them had their money to spend, and they counted their own pennies, you know, almost. Bonnie and Danny spent more than what their share was. So Mama had to make up the difference.
Yeah.
And they were quite tickled, though, with all their treasures. And you talk about hiding their treasures from the other.
Yeah.
If we didn't have a time, each one had their bags, you know, and something would stick out of the bags, and they'd all yell. I was tickled all evening about them. And then Sunday, they spent most of their day last Sunday, wrapping their gifts.
Oh.
So, they wouldn't be satisfied till they got them all wrapped.
Yeah.
So they've been in the Christmas spirit real good for the past week.
Oh, isn't that nice?
And,
Faye was thinking about, she was just going to check with you on where you think we might go out there, pack a truck or something, and go out there somewhere, like you were saying. That's all she was going to check with you with.
Oh, uh-huh. Well, if this weather holds up, I'd like to get around to it sometime next week, if it's all right with you.
Sure.
The kids have got to do something, keep busy, you know, between now and Christmas, and
yeah.
they're gonna jump clean out of their skins.
Oh, that'd be nice.
I just hope this beautiful weather holds up, though. I know they're expecting some rain, I think, tomorrow, but I've heard that for the last day or two. It does look like rain.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid if it does rain, we'll get chilly weather. But I don't know. I think we'll try to count on it anyway, because the kids are wanting to get out. We've been working like mad here. They've been cleaning yards and cleaning up Burnerman's shop out here and trying to get everything in ship shape for Christmas. So I think it's time for a little recreation.
Charlie, I apologize. Talk to you in the middle of the day.
Oh, that's quite all right. I'm just about caught up for today. I got some washing to bring in and put up, but that's extending my work for the rest of this day, I think.
We go around.
I'm tuckered out from last night. I'm just not as young as I used to be.
Oh, really? Yes.
Walking that street, those streets, is just for the birds.
We go down and talk to John Henry. He'll liven us up.
Yes. He's a pistol.
I see you.
Okie doke. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the telephone talk. That's Saturday afternoon, the 12th of December, 1917, with Shirley around 8:15, Channel 1 over, around 8:15, Channel 1 over, around 8:15, over at Roberts this Saturday afternoon, 4 o'clock. And this is Channel 1 over. Around 8:15 or 20, this Saturday afternoon.
Turn on, I'm checking.
All right, thank you.
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Well, I was going to ask you the same thing, how are you?
You sound like you got a pneumonia. Cold? Bug?
I think... No, it's no bug. It's just as it's middle of the winter.
It's the middle of the winter?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Well, such a beautiful day out today. You shouldn't have to be sick inside.
You been out?
Yeah.
Well, that's why it took you so long to get in.
No, I was down vacuuming, but I have been out.
Yeah.
I was out the other day. I went out and worked outside a long time. The air was so nice, I got tired of staying in. And took a walk down the road. Wasn't a soul. Compliments of Carla. She kept Jancy while Jancy was asleep. Somebody has to be here, though. You can't just go tootling off.
And you've got a road you can walk on?
Yes, a dirt road, too. Get little glimpses of the water.
Yeah.
Along. And it's not like walking along a school block, you know. Just kind of winds down. I saw some ducks. Along the edge. They're building a house down there, and no one's there, so I can go on down to the water's edge.
Oh.
And take a look.
So. You can't go to the water's edge unless you own some of it.
We've been invited to go down, and Mr. Holbrook's invited us to go on down there anytime we wanted to, and... this good friend of Lois's that lives down here, Vodheim, probably wouldn't care if I went down there. But he's not here. Still in New York. Until they get back, I don't think I'd be inclined to go.
Oh, Lois has a friend over there?
Well, there are two of them. He has a house down there on the lake, but he lives in New York. And they come down here about once a year, every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they're due down here in February.
Mm-hmm.
When they come, if I make friends with them, I will then go down there, but I don't like to take it upon myself to go trespass.
You don't?
No, because I don't really know them. I've exchanged words with them through letters.
Yeah.
With Lois.
Yeah.
But, and I've seen pictures of them.
Yeah.
Lois has visited them in New York. One of them used to be a pupil of hers years ago. 40 years ago.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So it's just not an old, it's just not the old-fashioned winter visitor. It's somebody she's known.
Yeah, she taught him for years.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, her remark to me was, she taught him and someone said he was beginning to act like her and she felt like that it was time she should pass him on to someone else. And so he then took from Claude Murphy, she recommended he take from Claude Murphy. So, you remember years, were you here when Claude Murphy was so famous? He was the organist from the University of Florida at the time.
Yes, and the car rolled down the
hill and killed him, yeah.
Yeah.
So she recommended that, and he took from him then. And he and this Dr. Vodheim evidently keep company and have a brownstone apartment in New York, which they buy antiques and restore and fix, like two old maids.
Oh.
So,
She does know Right, interesting people, that's it.
Yeah. And he showed me some pictures taken there with him.
And he'd worked with her until he began to act like her.
That's what she said. Someone said he was acted like her, and she felt that was time for him to move on.
Yeah. So. What would you do if you acted like Lois?
Well, if it's a lady, a girl, I think it'd be all right, but I don't think it's right for a boy to start acting like her.
Well, how would they act?
I don't know. Maybe I can tell you when he gets here.
Yeah.
But Charlotte Richardson acts just like her. She took music from her from years, and she adapted to her. A lot of people say that.
And she still acts like her?
She's more subdued than Lois. Lois has an enthusiasm that not too many have.
Yeah.
Sustained enthusiasm.
Yeah.
But Charlotte did have her manner very much. And even Alice a little.
What is that manner? I don't recognize it.
Well, it's a very, sort of regal in a way, poised, and charming, and friendly, and very ladylike, I'd say. Some ladies lack grace, you know.
You mean Charlotte has that regal manner, or Dick,
yeah.
The...
I think she does.
And she got it from Lois.
I think so. I think even Flora would probably tell you that. I think Flora feels that this is so.
Mm-hmm. Well, gee whiz, you know, that's, I never thought of that.
And if any of it rubbed off on mine, I'd be delighted.
Yes.
That's why I've often said if they didn't learn music, I didn't much get stirred up about it because I'm not producing any virtuosos here or anything of that sort. All I'm doing is trying to produce some people.
Yes.
And if they get something from her as a person, I feel like the association was well worth it. And if they can play a tune to delight their ear, that's enough.
Yes, she has some of those personal qualities that, yes, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of them get it, that do take from her very long. A lot of people say that. I think it is a lot, the company you keep, you know.
Oh, yes. Let me find, what was that? yes, I know. Let me close this door. I got so much noise coming in.